gather round, it's time for the big ten. Oh. Hold down, kick out your heels, jump up and down. Boy. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big ten, hold down, gotta have a collar you can trust. Cause when big ten does a hold down, oh. He really kicks up some dust.
Oink.
Boom.
This is the cold open. No, it's not.
Here is Danny.
You know when you get something in your head and you can't
Danny.
American leak detection.
There you go.
You know when you wake up in the morning and you have something in your head and you just can't shake it? Sometimes it is like a meal that you're just craving. You really want some brisket tacos from Mia's, and you're not going to be satisfied that week until you go and just crave that insatiable feeling, right?
100%.
I woke up this morning. I had a different idea for what I was going to do here today, but I woke up this morning and I had this moment in time on the hard line from years past that I could not get out of my head, and I could not stop laughing to myself thinking about not only us talking about this, but the idea that we had for a bit and got somebody to record this bit for us, and we played it like a day or two later.
Oh, no.
And what I'm referencing is the time that it was, I think it was you, Corby, myself, Mike Reiner. Do I have to reset set who he is? We don't.
You do not.
We do not. Okay.
No.
But Greg Williams. Greg Williams was paired up with Mike Reiner for years. They started the ticket together. And Greg left the station in 2007. And they were great. When they were hitting their high mark, man, there was nobody better. There was magic. An incredible chemistry. Gregor was a wonderful character and a really odd pairing, but it just worked so well. Such a funny dude. But he ended up leaving the station in 2007, and I believe we have Kevin Scott on tickers. And it was that lineup for a good solid several years. And Grego, for whatever reason, told us this story about this place that he used to go to after he would bartend somewhere around the upper middle Greenville area.
Oh, yeah.
And it was this a nightclub that had nothing but hot tubs in it. And you
Do you remember this?
I guess not so far.
Okay, so you could rent out these hot tubs, and these rooms would have hot tubs, and it would be a late night thing, and you'd get a group of your friends, and you'd go in there and bring your own beer and hang out in these hot tubs in the late 70s and early 80s, and it was called the Tub Club.
And so just imagine.
This doesn't sound real so far.
Oh, it's real, bro. And Mike remembered it, too. He said he never went, but he remembered the existence of this place and its popularity.
Because it was gross.
Yeah, it just sounds disgusting.
As you can imagine.
Yeah.
So far, so gross.
So I went back through the archives, and I found a clip of Grego explaining somewhat of what the Tub Club was, and I hope you guys can hear the audio back here, because we're talking about this when y'all were on remote at an equally noisy place. All right,
that's all right. We got you.
Okay, sounds good. Let's play. Here's Grego kind of giving us a little description of this wonderful place in Dallas in the early 80s called the Tub Club.
Oh, it was something a lot of people did back then.
Was there any high-fiving going on?
What do you mean?
Between you and your buddies, as the acts were taking place, did you just reach over one time and, you know, you and Rafe just collided hands?
Okay, first of all, Rafe was never involved in none of this.
Okay.
You notice my wiener in my pocket?
I don't know if there was ever any like high fiving.
Right.
Yeah. But there was a lot of
laughing. Of what?
Commenting? Yeah.
What?
Jeez.
And what kind of banter would take place?
I thought he said something
during
else.
These sessions.
Look what I'm doing. Check that out.
Lift your ass up.
So now let me get this straight. Once you were in there.
By the way, this is not something that I'm proud of, but it's not something I'm ashamed of either.
All right, well, I just want to get this straight. Once you're in there,
in the tub club,
six, eight other people, and you're all nude, and you're in the tub.
Hold on. What's the maximum number you've ever had in one of those things?
Six. We had 10 people one time.
10 people?
Yeah.
Five guys, five girls.
No, it was six guys and four girls.
Oh, dear.
Visible.
No, somebody was getting left out.
Something's not adding up there, Greg.
Was there ever any swapping?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Unbelievable.
You know, you understand you are really pulling back the curtain right now.
Well, what do you want me to do, lie about it?
Well,
I should have, I guess.
So, wait, you were on to something. What were you saying?
Hold on, we'll dump it.
I don't know.
I'm
just so taken aback by this.
It is shocking.
Once again, we were bar rats, okay? That's what you did. You went, you made money, and then went to the tub club.
If this place was such a scene, man, and everybody was going to it, why did it ever shut down?
Because diseases.
What?
Dallas Morning News ran an article saying that herpes could live in a hot tub. And I heard they all pretty much shut down after that.
Because I got emails from guys saying, ask Grego about the porn they piped in there.
Oh, yeah. God. They did that.
Yeah.
Like on TV?
Yes.
Wow. They would have a porn going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if you didn't want it?
What if you wanted to watch, like, Gus?
Oh.
No, don't hit me.
And Grego always got mad because Corby would, I don't know, say that his favorite movie was Gus, the field goal-kicking mule. And I think he, like, would punch you whenever you reference it.
Dude.
So, yeah. So
can
imagine.
I just interject one thing?
Yeah, please.
I so miss the references to Rafe.
Yeah.
Because that was a Why Today Doesn't Suck regular thing where basically Grego and Rafe, his friend from Boyd,
yep,
were Bo and Luke Duke.
Right,
and like
right.
In every situation, Rafe and him would show up and jump the general over the over the river.
Always.
And they would always have the circle of the tin in the back pocket,
yes,
of their jeans.
The dip.
And they always vowed with a blood oath, mm-hmm, that they would go see ZZ Top every time they were in.
That's
time.
Right.
That's the
right
storyline.
Oh, it's so good. So anyway, this thing went on for like 12 minutes, this discussion, and we're all just amazed and mouths agape and listening to this incredible, fantastic story about Grego going to the hot tub club with women, and they're doing it in the tub and swapping girls out, and I just couldn't believe that. So anyway, we had a guy that worked here for a long time named Aubrey who just had the best damn pipes in the world, and he did a lot of our commercials. And
very
I believe
as an NHL voice,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So Corby, I think you may have written this script, or you and I tag teamed on this.
I remember writing
on
some
this,
of it
on
yeah,
this
for
script,
sure.
And we handed Aubrey this script and said, "Man, make us a '70s radio commercial with all the bells and whistles that you would hear on something like WKRP in Cincinnati for the Tub Club," and we presented this to them either the next day or a couple of days later.
All right, are we ready for this commercial?
Yes.
This is a commercial that ran when the Tub Club was, I guess, in its hopping days.
Hey, Dallas, do you like hot tubs? I mean, do you really like hot tubs? And let me ask you this. Do you like to party? If so, we've got the perfect place for you to keep that late-night party going all night long. It's the Tub Club.
The Tub Club.
The Tub Club is an exclusive members-only establishment designed for the most discriminating taste in nightlife fun. Oh, yeah. The Tub Club offers private rooms equipped with your own personal hot tub, complete with oil, perfumes, incense, and high-quality porn piped into your room's very own state-of-the-art color TV. How does one become a member of the Tub Club?
It's easy.
All you need to do is show us you like to party hot tub style. For only $200, you can reserve a two-hour block for your very own hot tub group party, where you and your seedy friends can splash around in each other's filth. Plus, the filth of the party before you, combined with some more filth from the all-guy session a week ago. And other filth from lots of other creepy tub jumpers. My God, it'll take a week to remove the algae ring from around your waist, but it's fun. Hot tub stuff. The Tub Club can meet anyone's needs with one of our several unique hot tub theme rooms. So grab your friends and jump into the Urban Cowboy Room, the Disco Room, the Cigarette Room, the Homo Room, the Mexican Room, the Syphilis Room, and Hammer's VIP Sword Fight Room. At the Tub Club, we suggest you party unprotected. Why? Because our motto is Condom Schmondom. Come on, screw it. It's the 80s. There's nothing out there a little penicillin won't take care of. So if you like your party a little wet, a little creepy, and a lot of fun, then stop by the Tub Club, where you can party all night long. Hot tub style.
Dude. Wow, what a great commercial, I guess.
Oh,
I
mean, God.
Aubrey was such a like a mainstay voice, yeah. too. That sounds like something that actually would have run outside of a couple of little seedy things. Like, that's legit.
And that's where, Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, Aubrey's. He revisited. He snuck in, oh, yeah, because that was from a strip club spot from.
You know what? That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
But, man,
the theme rooms.
What made you think of the tub club?
I don't know. You know, you just wake up in the early morning and you just have weird thoughts in your head. And I just woke up today thinking about the tub club, the tub club. And the thing that makes me laugh the hardest are the theme rooms. The cigarette room.
No. The cigarette
Grego's room. Sword fight room. Yep.
And then there was the homo room.
Right.
And then I think we cut it off, but Kevin Scott asked Grego which was his least favorite. The Mexican room.
Oh, my.
The Mexican room. But yeah, that's what radio used to be like back in the early 2000s. I think that thing dates back to 2003.
Awesome.
That's incredible.
Can you believe we've been doing this long? It's insane.
No, I really can't.
That's classic awesome. Audio, man.
All right. Thank you very much. Yep. Good pig pen there.